43. To Apollon Nikolaevich Maikov. Milan. October the 7th, 19th, 1868. Above all, I must declare that I never have been in the least degree offended with you, and I say it sincerely and honestly. On the contrary, I suppose that you were angry with me for some reason or another. In the first place, you had ceased to write to me, though every one of your letters is to me here a great event, a breath from Russia, a real festival. But how could you ever have thought that I considered myself offended by anything you may have written? No, my heart is not like that. And moreover, think of this. 22 years ago, it was at Bielinski's, do you remember, I made your acquaintance. Since then, life has properly rattled me about, and sometimes given me amazing surprises. And in short and in fine, I have at the present moment no one but you. You are the only man on whose heart and disposition I rely, whom I love, and whose thoughts and convictions I share. How then should I not love you, almost as much as I loved my brother, who is dead? Your letters have always rejoiced and encouraged me, for I was in dejected mood. My work, more than anything else, has frightfully weakened and broken me. For almost a year now, I have written 3.5 printed sheets every month. That is very stiff. Also, I miss the Russian way of life. Its impressions were always essential to my work. Finally, though you praise the idea of my novel, the execution has not hitherto been distinguished. I am chiefly distressed by the thought that if I had got the novel written in a year, and then had had 2 or 3 months to devote to rewriting and retouching, it would have been quite a different thing. I can answer for it. Now, when I can take a bird's-eye view, as it were, of the whole, I see that very clearly. I have become totally alienated from your way of life, though my whole heart is with you. That is why your letters are like heavenly manna to me. The tidings of the new paper greatly rejoiced me. What more can Nikolai Nikolaevich now desire? The chief point is that he should be absolute master of the paper. It is very desirable that it be edited in the Russian spirit, as we both conceive it, if it is not to become purely Slavophile. I hold, my friend, that it is no part of our duty to woo the Slavs too ardently. They must come to us of their own accord. After the Pan-Slavist Congress at Moscow, some individual Slavs made insolent mock of the Russians, because they had taken on themselves to lead others, and even aspired to dominate them, while they themselves had so little national consciousness and so on. Believe me, many Slavs, for instance those in Prague, judge us from a frankly Western, from a French or German point of view. I dare say they wonder that our Slavophiles trouble themselves so little about the generally accepted formulas of West European civilization. Thus we have no motive at all for running after them and paying court. It is a different thing for us merely to study them. We could then help them in time of need, but we should not pursue them with fraternal sentiment, although we must very assuredly regard them as brothers and treat them so. I hope, too, that Strahov will give the paper a definite political tone, to say nothing at all of national consciousness. National consciousness is our weak spot. It lacks more than anything else. In every case, Strahov will make a brilliant thing of it, and I look forward to the great delight that his articles will afford me. I have read nothing of his since the failure of the Epoch. The book about which you write I had shortly before read, and I must confess that it enraged me terribly. I can imagine nothing more impudent. Of course one should spit upon such stuff, and so I was ready to do at first. But I am oppressed by the thought that if I don't protest against it, it shall thus seem, as it were, to acknowledge the vile fabrication. Only where is one to protest? In the Nor? But I can't write French well, and I should like to proceed with all tact. I have an idea of going to Florence, and there getting advice from the Russian consulate. Of course, that is not the only reason why I wish to go to Florence.